The 2002 Winter Olympics are the center of attention again in Salt Lake City. This time, the spotlight is on two organizers of the Games and their federal criminal trial, which begins today. They're charged with resorting to bribery, fraud, and racketeering to get the Olympics placed in Utah. NPR's Howard Berkus is in Salt Lake City. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
Review the bribery scandal that triggered these charges.
Well, remember, this case goes back to 1995 when Salt Lake City was named Olympic host by the International Olympic Committee. And we learned 3 years after that that two key organizers of Salt Lake City's Olympic bid had spent more than $1 million trying to woo the votes of IOC members. And this included cash payments, college scholarships for the kids, shopping sprees, free trips to the Super Bowl, free medical care, and a whole bunch of other inducements.
But the folks in Salt Lake City didn't invent that, did they? I mean, that's the way Olympic bidding was normally conducted.
And that's essentially the defense of Dave Johnson and Tom Welch, the two architects of the Olympic bid and the two people who go on trial today. They've never denied using all those inducements to win the support of IOC members, but they say that that was the standard the IOC set for Olympic bidding, and they merely were playing along. Now, the Justice Department contends that Welch and Johnson engaged in a criminal conspiracy by cheating the Olympics out of a fair bidding process.
You didn't say bribery.
No, because bribery is not actually a direct charge. The federal bribery statute only applies to government officials, and these IOC members, of course, are not government officials. So federal prosecutors are left with laying out what they consider to be instances of bribery and convincing a jury that those acts of bribery defrauded the Salt Lake Olympic Bid Committee because they required misuse of funds for illegal purposes.
Could that be a complicated legal path for a jury?
Yeah, it could be. And it also assumes that Welch and Johnson acted without the knowledge of the rest of the bid committee. The defense insists that everyone knew what Welch and Johnson were up to. And the defense may call some high-profile witnesses to bolster that claim, including Utah Senator Orrin Hatch, Utah Governor Mike Leavitt. Both were involved in the glad handing. Both were involved in providing some favors, but both denied doing anything illegal or knowing about bribery, certainly.
Governor's a little busy today, actually.
may be confirmed today, yes.
It's been 5 years since the scandal broke, almost two since the Salt Lake Olympics. Does anybody other than the government care about this anymore?
You know, Bob, the International Olympic Committee long ago forced out the IOC members who received this largesse. The Olympics is involved in another major scandal at the moment involving athletes using performance-enhancing drugs. The 2000 Games came and went, a big success. The biggest challenge may be finding jurors here in Salt Lake City who think this is worth a trial and worth one now.
NPR's Howard Berkus in Salt Lake City.